Hello, good morning everybody, and a very special welcome to the family and friends of Amelie Isabel, and indeed everybody who may be here for the first time today. We're delighted to have you with us. The day continues with reflective worship at 6:30, but before that there's the second rehearsal for the Easter choir. And if you fancy joining it, please do just turn up at 5:00. One item of pastoral and personal news. Rebecca Seymour has been in hospital, but she's back home now. Quite a few things happening this week. On Tuesday at 2 and repeated at 7:30, there's the, I think, fifth session of the LEP Lent course, Living the Questions, and that's here at the church. On Wednesday, between 2 and 4, the church's youth are holding a car wash in aid of brigades and greenbelt participation at the manse, or rather outside the manse. And so if, like me, you haven't had your car wash since the last event of this sort, now is a chance to give it a spring clean. And then later that day, from 6 to 7:30, here at the church, we have what's called a conversation about the alternative vote with our two local MPs, Ed Davey and Zach Goldsmith. So that should be interesting. And then all day on Thursday, from 10 to 6, the Crumps are holding their cystic fibrosis sale at their home. From 10 to 6 on Thursday, and Brenda has asked me to say, slowly and clearly, there will be lots of bargains. So there you are, slowly and clearly, there'll be lots of bargains. Those of you who park at Brook Street on a Sunday morning, I've got no news for you yet, I'm afraid, but apparently the Baptists are in the same situation, and I know that Holly is working tirelessly on the whole thing on our behalf. And finally, Steve has a few words he would like to share with you, or us.
Looking just a little further ahead, on Good Friday, there will be 3 hours of services between 12 and 3, and we're putting on activities for children at the same time. I would be very grateful if people could offer to help. You don't have to do any preparation, just arrive and you will be given something to do with the children. If you can't do all 3 hours, perhaps you could come to church for 1 hour and then come and do an hour with the children. I'd love to hear from you after the service.
Let us join together to worship God. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Come, Lord Jesus, be among us, for you are the one that we worship now. We join to sing for the beauty of the earth.
Thank you.
Let's join together to pray. Let us pray. Eternal God, source of all life and love, we praise you for your gifts to us and to all people. In creation, you gave life to the world. In Christ, you came to set us free, offering the promise of resurrected life for all. In the Spirit, you gave us new life here and now, and you challenge us to live as free, resurrected people. Give us hearts and minds ready to hear your will, ready to do your will day by day. We confess to you, O God, that sometimes we don't. There are things that we've done that we're ashamed of. And we know as we look back, we had the opportunity to do some good things and we walked past it. We know that we've hurt people. We especially know that we've hurt those that are closest to us. We ask that you would forgive us. The Lord says that we are forgiven. The Lord also says we are to follow. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And do not bring us into time of trial, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for now and forever. Amen. Shall we stay seated for now? Good idea. Where are the godmothers? One, two, three. Great. I'll move to you. You can move, but the others. No. Here we are. Christian baptism, especially the baptism of infants, is a sign to anybody who would open their eyes to see that we don't earn God's love. We receive it. We don't earn it because of what we do. We receive it just because God loves us. And an infant who is a receptacle of all the love and energy that his or her parents can give is a sign. So Christian parents bring their children because they are within the love of God. So Amelie Isabel is to be baptized today, as one of her brothers was in this place, and her other brother was among us. And it's a sign that God loves us and that God would welcome every single one of us to be in relationship with God. And the hope is that one day Amelie and her brothers will make their own profession of faith and take these promises for themselves. But on this day, their parents and their godparents will make promises, as we, the church, will make promises. Now, the McGee family have moved from Kingston. Imagine. Why would you do that, eh? Because the houses are really expensive. That's why. So they've moved to Guildford, and they're still in the process of finding a community where they can work this thing out. So when we make these promises, we make them on behalf of the worldwide church. That's what we're doing. Which is highly appropriate with the Kiwis in the house, isn't it? Yes, that's right. Yeah. So whether you come for baptism as an adult or as a child, it's a beginning of a relationship with Christ that you will journey in the company of all God's people. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to bless this water. So let's pray. Gracious God, we thank you for your love in all creation. Especially we thank you for the gift of water that is essential to us. We cannot live without it. In the beginning, you moved over the waters and you brought life and light to the world. Your son Jesus came and was baptized by John, and his baptism was fulfilled on the cross and in his resurrection that we might have eternal life. So send your Holy Spirit upon us and this water, that Amelie Isabel, who is born anew from water and the Spirit, may remain in the number of your faithful children. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So Joe and John, you have come for the baptism of your child in response to the call of Christ and the leading of the Holy Spirit. It's not a coincidence that we gather for this event. And we also are witnesses to the promises that you will make on this day. And as a congregation, we will also make our promises. So to you, do you believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, maker of heaven and earth, redeemer of the world, and giver of life? To you too. Do you promise, trusting in God's grace, that by prayer and example you will teach Amelie the faith of the gospel and bring her up in the worship and the life of the church? Do you promise, trusting in God's grace, to pray and care for Amelie and to support her family as you are able? And do you, as members of Christ's body and trusting in God's grace, promise to pray for Amelie, to provide for the teaching of the gospel, and to live a Christian life in the family of God? Is the right answer? Excellent. So I'm sorry, now I am going to have to move you. Up we come. Ben, Josh, you coming up here? That's great. Yay! Do we have a positer in our house, do we? Look! Amelie Isabel, I baptise you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yes, I do. Up you sit. We're going to sing a blessing, which you'll find in the hymn books at number 420, but it's going to be there. Let's sing. Join to pray. Let us pray. Lord our God, we ask for your blessing on Amelie. We pray that you would keep her safe, help her to grow to full Christian womanhood, bless her parents, that they would have the strength and the energy that they need to care for her, bless her brothers, that their home would be full of laughter and joy, that the tears would be few, and that there would be times of celebration in her life. May their home be full of peace and joy. Lord, we pray. Amen. We're going to sing. We're going to sing the hymn which is in the Orange Book. Father, may your Holy Spirit... I'm not ever see this girl. I'll walk around with her. Yeah. There you are. Look at these people. You know these people, don't you? Yes, you do. Have a seat. A certificate of this event, which makes it quite clear if you look at the back, that it's not Unite Reformed Church baptism, but it is about the baptism of the church. And a day, I'll put those down for now. So one of the tools that we believe is essential for the fulfilling of the promises that you've made on this day, it's a Bible, something that might be a bit more interesting for now. And Ben and Josh, who do we think these might be for? Josh, you're just stealing your sister's present. Here we are, one for you. Woo. And one for you. Thank you. Yeah, of course, rip it out. That's it, have that one.
Thank you.
Who cares? Now, you're going to hear a story that you might think is a strange story to hear on a day like this. The reason that you're going to hear it is because, one, it's the set reading for the day, but also it makes it quite clear to us that the baptism that we've just been a part of, it's not a childish thing. It's an event for maturity and for the whole of life. So, Steve, would you like to come and tell this story to us. Do you want a clip mic? Are you going to go up there? Oh, do you want a handheld? Ooh. I have this one.
Okay.
Right.
Martha and Mary were feeling very sad. Their dear brother had been very ill and he died. They sent a message to Jesus to ask him to come, but he hadn't been able to. So they had to put Lazarus's body in the tomb. They wrapped it in bandages, put it in a tomb, and some strong men pushed a big stone in front of it. And Martha and Mary stayed at home mourning their brother. But then, 4 days later, who should come down the road but Jesus? Martha went out to meet him, and she was very cross. If you'd come sooner, if you'd been here 4 days ago, you would have been able to make my brother better, and he wouldn't have died. And Jesus just looked at her and said, "Do you believe that I am stronger than death?" And Martha said, "Yes, Lord, I do believe." Then Mary came out to meet Jesus, and she was crying. And Jesus saw how sad she was. And he asked Mary where Lazarus was buried. And the sisters took Jesus to the tomb, which was just a little way down the road. And Jesus asked somebody to open the tomb. And they were quite shocked. You can't open the tomb after 4 days. It'll be very smelly. But Jesus said, no, the stone was to be rolled away. So some strong men pushed the stone away. Jesus stood outside the tomb and said, "Lazarus, come out." Everybody stood and waited. And to their huge surprise, Lazarus, still wrapped in the bandages that he had been put on when his body was put in the tomb, Lazarus walked out of the tomb. Everybody was absolutely amazed. And because of that, lots of the people watching believed in Jesus from that day on.
This story, the raising of Lazarus story, is a little arrow pointing us towards the Easter story. And that story we were going to sing now as we sing the Lord of the Dance. technology, don't you just love it, eh? Now, it's not to be an infant that you're baptised and that you start your relationship with Jesus. It's for all people and all ages. And it is not for Sunday mornings. The challenge of being a follower of Jesus, where the rubber hits the road, is what are you going to be doing this time tomorrow? Yeah? So, Harriet, where are you? Harriet, up you come. Get up here, please. You use that microphone, and I will use this one. And one of the things that we do is we talk about what's somebody going to be doing this time tomorrow, maybe literally, but maybe like in the rest of the days, and then we pray for them. So, Harriet, what do you usually do with your time? What do you do for work? What's your job?
I work with vulnerable people.
Harriet works with vulnerable people. Does that mean people who are needing some sort of care?
People are needing some assistance with some things that they can't do.
So you help people sort of get up in the morning?
Yes.
Go to bed at night?
Yes. Give them their medicine. So they quite put their life is in my hands.
Yeah, it's true. So, yeah, Harriet's saying that their life is in her hands in terms of medicine and also in comfort, certainly in terms of comfort.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that you are a full-time mother.
Yes, with two little...
Two little angels. Trudy and Bessie, who are among us. So, you work outside the home. What time do you start work in the morning?
Oh, sometimes I do 7 o'clock, so I would run out, do it, then come back and see to those little ones.
So, 7 o'clock in the morning, getting somebody up.
Yeah.
And what time does your work finish at the end of the day?
Well, sometimes it finishes at 10 o'clock, depending on the ways.
So, are you giving like a list of people to...
List of people to cover and list of things to do for them.
And how many people on a day would you be?
No, because I'm doing on part-time basis, so usually I'll do like three.
Three people?
Two.
Because you work part-time?
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's pray. Lord our God, we ask for your blessing for Harriet and for all those other people who look after people in their homes. We pray that you would strengthen Harriet, Lord Jesus, and she would know that the job that she does for pay and the job that she does for love are both right for you. Strengthen her when she has difficult clients. Strengthen her when her daughters drive her nuts. And give her patience and help her in the balancing of every day. Help her in the managing of her money. Lord our God, thank you for her work. Thank you for the gift of our children. Lord, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So we believe that as God has given us freedom, a new life in Jesus, like when Lazarus is called out of the tomb and he's still bound up and he needs to be set free, unbound, that also is true for us. And every one of us knows what it is to be tied up, and certainly knows people who are tied up. We're going to pray for some people who are tied up in a minute. But this sort of being set free, which is the gift of Jesus, doesn't mean that we're allowed to do whatever we like. It means that we are set free to follow. So we're going to sing. I should have said that the first hymn was, you had it, Josh's baptism. And the Lord of the Dance at weddings and every baptism. If this keeps going, by the time they come to their fourth child, we'll be here all day just singing. And it's Jesus' Love is Very Wonderful with actions. And I'm not just doing these actions by... Excuse me, people. We're going to sing a song with actions, and I'm not just doing these actions by myself, because I look rather foolish. Even more foolish than normal. So what do you get? I need some help here, please. Who wants... Peter, up you come, man. That's good. When I point at you, would you rip a bit of cloth? And very conveniently, I've cut some bits. Okay? Right, so we're going to pray now. We're all going to pray now. But first, let me talk to you about... You know, when Jesus calls Lazarus out of the tomb and he's still bound up, there are people in our society who are bound up. People are bound up because they are addicted to stuff, like their work, like pleasing people. They're bound up because of their illnesses. They're bound up because... they're in difficult relationships, okay? And yes, of course, there are people who are bound up because they're addicted to drugs and alcohol. But don't think I'm talking about them and not us. So let's join to pray. Lord our God, we pray for those who are imprisoned by their addictions. Those are tied up because of their addiction to alcohol, to drugs, to overworking. We pray for those who are imprisoned by illnesses. Those who are imprisoned because they feel that they are a burden to other people. Those who are imprisoned by poverty. Those children who aren't able to go to school. Those who around the world have to earn money for the family. We pray for those for whom this day is a grim day of struggle. Pray for those who are bound up in relationships that are abusive and neglectful. And we pray for ourselves. Set us free, Lord Jesus, to follow you. Take us beyond convention. Receive the prayers we bring. Those that we've spoken out loud and those that we have offered in the silence, that all may come in your name. Amen. Thank you, Chief Ripper. Just put that on the pile there. That's good. We're going to continue our worship as we make our offering. You're hungry? All right. Oh, you did a poo. Marvellous. Thanks for sharing that. Yeah. No feeling. That's cool. So let us pray. All that we have, O God, is a gift from you. The money that we keep, the money that we give, the time that we offer is time that you have given to us. Help us to make the best use of all your gifts to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Why are we singing One More Step? Just why? Right, okay. We're singing One More Step because it's relevant. If you're using a book, you'll find it. It's number 549. But we join to sing.
Thank you.
and a blessing as we go. May all that binds fall away, so that we may believe and see the glory of God. And then let us go out and declare the good news. For now, forever. Amen.